Jim said when he comes to PNG.
All rise and come forward. This is a court enforcement hearing in and for the city of Greenville Springs, Florida. Please be respectful of these proceedings and kindly remain quiet until your case is heard. We do not allow audible cell phones or pagers, so please place them in the silent or vibrant mode. Judge Garfield Hurt will go over the procedures for these hearings following the pledge of our flag. Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, and liberty and justice for all.
If you would, remain standing if you're going to come up here and speak tonight and to be sworn in, raise your right hand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
You may be seated. Again, my name is Garfield Hurt. I'm the special magistrate here for code enforcement, and in a few minutes we'll start with the cases. I remind everybody to be polite. One person speaks at a time, and everybody will get a time to be heard, and the city will go first, and then you can demonstrate or give me any type of evidence that you would like to do. So, with that, what's the first case?
We're going to do 543 Palmetto Avenue property. There are two cases for that property, and we would like to do those first as I need building officials.
Okay.
Comments on one.
Let me see if I can find it. I got three stacks here.
I can get it up.
543.
Yes, sir.
I think it's right here. I think this
one.
First there's two of them.
Yeah, there are two of them.
Okay.
This is just for the record. You can state your name and your position with the city.
Okay.
If we didn't do that.
Mitra Goswami. I'm the code enforcement officer with City of Greenville Springs. And as I said, our first case on first case will be case number 16-078-543 Palmetto Avenue. For this case, you know most of the history.
Yes, I remember.
They have complied with this particular case. If you go to the pictures for me, please. Next one. These are the current pictures. They pulled the permit. They did all the work related to the permit. So I would like to go ahead and dismiss this case.
It's 078.
Yes, sir.
Oh, no, that's, happily we'll do that. Yes, very good. Congratulations on that one.
Thank you.
Okay.
The next one will be 16-271. Same property address. This case was started because of the roof damage. In the previous hearings, we had told them they did not need a permit to just seal the roof, so we are here to just to get an update from them.
Okay.
And I have a building official here. He can assist us if we need any.
Good.
He's the one who does all the building inspection, John Ciafi.
All right. Maybe since he's with the city, he could go first. What's the position of this property as far as the roof goes?
The microphone so we can record you and just state your name and position with the city.
Yes, sir. John Ciafi, City of Green Cove, building official. The property, I was at the property for a permitted fence and demo of a patio, which is complied. This is a code enforcement case regarding the roof. I assume that we're supposed to seal the roof. Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah, we
do. So at this point, unless there's any other work done, there's no permits required for just sealing a roof.
Okay.
But if they get into work, more extensive work with the roof, they'll have to pull a permit. But at this point, there's no permit required.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Very much.
Thanks,
all right.
John.
Tell us where we are with the roof.
We got it sealed up, got the tarp pulled off. So.
Okay.
I don't know what else we need to do.
So are you done with all the sealing and everything?
Yeah.
Okay. They do have outstanding admin fines, so at this point I'm not going to dismiss it until you do so.
Yeah, I'm going to pay that in the morning.
Do you have anything to add, John? Okay.
Okay, now. it looks like they had until April 15th to comply. Did they comply by April 15th?
Yes, we did.
Okay. All right, then all we would have left then would be the administrative.
The administrative fine.
Which will be paid tomorrow.
Okay, and you're going to go and check and see if everything's okay and then dismiss it, is that?
We'll do that at next hearing.
Okay, all right.
We cannot dismiss it if there is outstanding fine, yes.
If he pays the fine, if you wanted to email me a notice of dismissal or something, I could go ahead and do that, or you can wait and get it back on the record, whatever
okay.
you like.
Okay.
Okay.
You understand that?
What are we doing
now?
Well, I think it will be easier if we just do it here at the hearing. Right. So, okay. That's what we'll do. You don't have to. It's just going to be dismissal, and we'll send you the order like we always do. It will come in certified mail.
Okay. Okay. If you could pay it right now, I mean, we're open until 5:30, then we could get it done today.
You got $100 to let me borrow?
No. Okay.
That's okay. We can dismiss it at next time.
We'll do it next
time. Kick in until in the morning.
Okay, that's fine.
It's fine.
Okay. All right. Good day. Congratulations. Thank you. Yes.
Thank you.
All right.
We'll just go back to the agenda.
You got to do a happy one first. What's next?
A lot of them.
The next one will be the first case on the agenda, 16-173. The property address is 307 Spring Street.
Okay. Yes. Hi there.
Hi, that would be me. I'm Sandra Fisher with Plantana Realty.
Okay.
The office across the street here. And I guess it's about my PT Cruiser. I'm confused, is it?
PT Cruiser and the Escalade.
Okay,
both.
The Escalade works. It's not a junk. What do you call a junk car?
The tag is expired on that car.
No, it's not. It's renewed.
Well, when I did my last inspection, it wasn't renewed.
Renewed.
Okay.
The Escalade's not a junk car. Okay, first of all, my parking lot is behind my building. It's my personal building.
Can I go over this slide so judge would know what we're talking
all
about?
Right. Yeah, let's have a timeout here and a little bit of peace. Like I said, about the only thing I say before we start is let's be polite and one person at a time. It's hard to hear. Two, and you should address the court at all times, really, instead of between each other. Okay? I'm the one judging this thing. I need to hear it from the witness. Okay. Why don't the city go first?
We can just go to the next slide, please. This property was cited for a junk vehicle violation. If you go to the next slide, please. This was the one, but we can go further afterwards. But there are two different cars. They're both junk cars, and that's what they were cited for. The initial contact was made back in, I believe, September or October of 2016 to Ms. Fisher, and nothing hasn't changed since I did my last inspection. It might have changed afterwards after April 17th. If you go to the next slide for me. Next. These are the pictures I took when I posted the hearing notices on 17th of this month. One more. So my recommendation for this case is find the property owner an administrative fine of $100. Allow till May 15, 2017 to comply. If not complied, allow city staff to enter upon the property to post towing notices according to Section 2638, removal of junk car on private property. At the end of 15 days per notice, allow city staff to remove the vehicle from the private property. Removal of the vehicle does not cost city anything.
Okay. And for the record, if you go back to the violation codes, if it's according to city statute, if it doesn't have it has to be operable and with a current tag.
Okay.
So it's considered a junk vehicle.
Now in the Cadillac, it's the fact that the expiration date is.
It was
February 16th. Am I reading that right? Okay, and on the car with the Plantana Realty, was it inoperable or what? Why is it?
I didn't renew the tag because
just didn't have a tag on it.
Right.
Okay.
Is it working condition? Is that what?
They all work, yeah. But I spent a lot of money on the advertising on that car, so I don't want to get rid of it. it's my billboard, actually.
Yeah,
but,
I understand.
Anyhow, what I was going to say is it's been sitting there for 3 years, and then all of a sudden I get this notice. And it's my private, it's my business. No one sees my parking lot. I mean, unless it's...
Are you going to put a tag on it? Do you want to put a tag on it?
I could put a tag on it. The Escalade's been renewed. I just failed to renew it in February, okay. But we renewed it.
Well,
we just renewed it, actually.
Well.
And then the PT Cruiser, I guess I'll go ahead and renew it and just park it in front of my building is what I'll probably do with that.
So
expired tag constitutes a junk car?
Yes, and the complaint came from the police department. I have an email.
So if I put a tarp over the car, would that constitute that it's okay? That way no one can see it? Because that's what people do in my neighborhood. I'm just trying to understand it is all.
Is that what you want to do? You want to put a tarp over it?
Could I?
No, I'm asking you.
I don't.
Why don't we just get it? You know,
okay.
I parked up at the state courthouse within the last 10 days and got a ticket. And I thought it was for not paying the meter. And it was because my tag had expired. I didn't even know it. So I drove over and got a new tag. So I can understand.
I know, but this is my private property. That's what I don't understand. And it's behind my building. So it just, I don't know, it just kind of hurts a little bit that the city would do that, especially since it's been parked there for 3 years in the same spot, actually. But that's all right.
Like I said, we had a complaint from the police department. One of the police officers had emailed me. And if you remember, I called you several times. We talked with Mr. Fisher as well when he came to the office for other permit-related stuff, and we explained him what needed to be done.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, we just had to bring it in front of the judge to get it resolved.
Sandy, it's not just you, I can tell you, because I know this lady, know the family well, but even though it's not even my property, just got a notice from the city about a dumpster.
I've heard about those dumpsters in Greenco.
Yeah, we all go through these things sometimes.
I know, but see, I allow the city to park their cars in my parking lot when there's an event. The police officers park there when they go eat pizza next door. So it's like, okay, maybe that's why I'm being generous, and now they tattle on me. But that's all right. I'll get it renewed, Your Honor.
Why don't we just get it?
I'll get it done.
See where we go from there, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll do that.
Thank you for coming. All right.
Just to clarify, there will be a $100 admin charge.
I'm not even going to put an administrative fine on this one if she gets the new tags before the next hearing. And let's just pass it on, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
That's fair, Ross. That's okay.
Okay, who's next?
Next case will be 16-185. Property address is 440 North Pine Avenue. I do believe we have somebody in the audience.
Okay, somebody here?
Yes, sir.
Come on down.
The property owner is Robert S. Tisdell. Certified notices were sent in October and 17th of this month, which was successful. The hearing notices were posted at the property and at the City Hall on April 17th. My initial inspection was September 29th. Last inspection was April 17th. Number of inspection, 3. Number of violations, 5. Number of violations complied, 2. This property was cited for some property maintenance issues and junk vehicle. Out of those, they have complied for the property maintenance issues. The property is an abandoned property. Nobody lives in it. It's all boarded up. But they still haven't complied with the junk car violation. So that's why we're here for today. And these are the pictures from my last inspection. My recommendation for this case would be fine the property owner, administrative fine of $100, allow till May 15, 2017 to comply. If not complied, allow the city staff to enter upon the property to post towing notices according to 2638, removal of junk vehicle on private property. At the end of the 15 days per notice, allow city staff to remove the vehicle from the private property. Removal of the vehicle does not cost city anything.
Okay. So the only issue is the junk
vehicle. Car.
And why is it a junk car?
There are no tags on it. They've been sitting there. I don't know if they're in working condition or not.
You don't know if it's operable or not. Okay, well, let's ask you, who are you?
My name is Cedric Metlock. I'm standing in place of my wife, who's Barbara Metlock. I'm on the notice. Robert is deceased, and he and my wife's names are on the property, and I'm standing in for her. We have been working on getting these removed. The property is in probate right now. We're going through that process of trying to get it sold. Different family members supposed to have been doing different things, and that's one of the things that my brother-in-law is supposed to have been taking care of and has not yet. So we have to go a different direction on that. But they should be moved. I intended to have them moved by now, and they haven't been. So I'd appreciate a little bit more time, and we'll try to get those removed.
Is the car operable?
No, sir.
Okay. How long is it going to take you to move it?
If she can give me the time frame she's talking about, I think I can have it done.
Okay. All right, then. That's what the court will do. After evidence and testimony, court finds that there is a violation, there is a junk car on the property, the court will give you until, or give your wife, I guess it is, mm-hmm. until May 15th. To remove the car, and we'll have an administrative fee of $100 to pay within 30 days. Can you do that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. I think that's it then. Thank you for coming instead of your wife.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Assuming he does that, then the case would be dismissed after that.
Yes.
The next hearing, yes.
So you don't have to come back as long as you take your out of time to make sure you understood.
I do have his contact information.
And let the city know when you have it done so they can know that you don't need to be here, and we can file a notice of dismissal. All right? I mean, if you do it on the last day, she might not know that you had got it off the property. But try to do it earlier so everybody doesn't stress and all that kind of business. Okay?
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
My next case will be 17-026. Property address is 622 St. John's Avenue. Property owner is Timothy Walker. Certified notices were sent on January 31st and 17th April, which was successful. Hearing notices were posted at the property and at the City Hall on April 17th. My initial inspection was January 31st. Last inspection was April 17th. Number of inspections, 3. Number of violations were 5. Out of those, 3 have complied, not completely, but they have complied partially. And this is an initial hearing for the case. The property was cited for junk vehicle as well as overgrown trash and garbage around the property. If you go to the pictures, you can see from the picture there are a couple of junk cars in the picture, and there's a lot of trash around those cars. I've been working with the property owner's wife, which is Mrs. Walker, and she's been cleaning up, but she's not completely done with the cleaning and with the junk vehicle. If you go to the next slide, please. They still have one junk vehicle, if you can, as you see in the picture, and some stuff that still needs to be cleaned up around the area. My recommendation for this case would be fine property property owner $100 administrative fine. Allow till May 15 to comply regarding trash. If not complied, fine $25 per day after May 15, 2017 until the violation has complied. Allow till May 15, 2017 to comply regarding junk vehicle. If not complied, allow the city staff to enter upon the property to post towing notices according to section 2638. At the end of the 15 days per notice, allow the city staff to remove the vehicle from the private property. The removal of vehicle does not cost the city anything.
All right, is anybody here on this case? Come on up here, sir. Yeah, state your name.
Timothy Walker.
All right, I think you were here when everybody was sworn in.
Yes, sir.
All right, so you're still under oath. What would you like to say?
Well, just the only thing we asked for was more time, and they said, no, we've given you enough time. And I was like, okay.
Well, how long do you need?
Well, I was hoping for like another month or so. I had been out of town, which is kind of why it sort of built up badly back there. And yeah, I had neglected it, but we had made great strides towards that, but I still work on the road a great deal. I work for Watson Maintenance, and I'm out and about quite a bit.
Okay. The city's recommended May 15th. You don't think you can have it fixed by
then? Well, I've got a lot of cleanup out there to do yet, and I'm the only one. My wife's not real good with the chainsaw, so I pretty much do it mostly myself.
Okay. When is our next hearing?
We're not planning one in May.
Okay. Well, I'm going to grant the order after hearing the evidence and testimony. I'll give you the June 1st to get it done.
Okay.
All right. So I'll strike the 15th and write in June 1, 2017 to get everything. Otherwise, there's something's fines are going to start. So
I understand. Yeah, it's my neighbor has a dying oak tree that I can't get him to take out, and it decorates my yard regularly. And that was what all most of that debris was, the oak laying in my yard on top of what used to be my car.
For the information, if a tree limb is on your property, even though the trunk is on somebody else's, you can cut what's on your side.
Yeah, I've spent thousands cutting that tree over the years before John Bates died and his son-in-law and now the other neighbor, but nobody will take it out, and I can't afford the money to take out his tree, so.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I believe that's it. It takes care of it, hopefully.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for coming.
Thanks, sir.
Be sure to let the city know when you finish.
Correct. Yes.
The days of this, the 26th or 27th?
26th.
Okay.
Next case will be 17-047. Property address is 1111 Center Street. I'll make it short. It's an abandoned property. And it was cited for weeds and junk, garbage, and trash. My recommendation is the city wants to go and clean it up. So we just need an order for our staff to go in and clean it up.
Okay. All right. And the city's recommendation will be followed, and I'll sign an order so granting that, finding there was no appearance by the property owner, and from testimony and evidence, there will be a $100 assessed administrative fine, and the city will be allowed to enter upon the property.
Thank you.
All right. What else?
The next one will be 17-017.
That property was unoccupied, correct?
Yes. It's abandoned property.
Yeah, it's one of them.
It's one of the ones with the back taxes and all that. The property address is Melrose Avenue. This case was brought to you at last hearing, and you had signed an order for the city staff to do the work, which we did. If you go to the next slide for me. Next. That's how it looked before, and the staff did some work after we had an order, and this is how it looks now. So my recommendation for this case is allow recording of lien on the property in the amount of $243.98, which includes cost of abatement by city and administrative fine. A lien will be recorded in the public records of Clay County, Florida, after the order has been signed by the magistrate.
Okay. There being no appearance by the property owner and from testimony and other evidence, the court will find that there is a need for an order imposing a fine and a lien of $243.98 and will sign that order. So stating.
Do you want to go on by pictures or?
We got stuff to the judge, but we have.
I have five for dismissal.
Five for dismissal.
dismiss away.
If you want to go through this slide just to see the pictures before and after.
Is somebody going to appeal my dismissal of it?
This is one. Look at this one. Remember that one?
I mean, the water tower.
And look at it now.
Wow.
I mean,
those are ones you should show to the city council.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. For the public.
That's what I was saying, you know, when we do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we, yeah.
Tonight,
here's another one.
Tonight the council adopts the proclamation honoring
right.
Yeah.
You and Mitra, whoever, Garfield.
You're on it,
you
too.
You're on it, too. We sent an email.
You're on the proclamation, too. yeah, we sent you an email about the proclamation checkup. All of us are going to be there.
Yeah, we all.
This is another one. Here's one before, and here's after.
Actually, this one, if you remember, the lady came and she had, it's a hair property, and she said she didn't get along with others, so she did work. And last hearing, you had signed an order for us to record the lien for $100, but she came afterwards and paid, so we're dismissing those two.
Yeah.
There were two properties four on Ford Street.
Here's another one. Look at this beauty. And now look at it.
A lot of success stories today.
Yes, yeah, sir.
Yeah.
It's a good day.
And here's some wonderful junk vehicles.
That's 1130 North Street.
Yeah.
Oh, that's remarkable, yeah.
Tag.
How about that?
Yeah.
There was
and then
the
last one, here's another tree mark. Oh, yeah, this is Governor's Point.
Mm-hmm.
Begrudgingly, but they've got it. And we've got all those neighbors working together complaining, but they're working together. That makes it easy.
I like
the water tower. That's
it looks
cool.
I went there. It looks really nice and clean.
I think back to like Collins. You're getting more.
I know. And one more thing, I guess Kimberly would have the minutes from the last hearing for
okay,
approval.
Okay, I'll go sign those.
Just so you know, we're having a visioning on our future of Gateway Corridor meeting Saturday morning. You have nothing to do. We'd love to have you join us.
Yeah, wait a minute. I was writing. Say that again now.
We're having a community meeting on the future of our Gateway Corridor, which is basically 17
and
16, from 10 to 12 on
Saturday
here at the council.
This
right
Saturday.
Here.
Yep. I'll get Kimberly to shoot you an email just as a reminder if
please.
You can make it.
Yeah.
Jim wanted to know if he needed to be here.
Oh, you
gotta
should.
Join
you
us
have
here,
to. You
ruined a perfectly good fishing day. Out
here, so. Not golf?
No golf. I play golf in
months. Yeah. Anyway, that's it.
Yeah, played in months. Months. Really? That's a first, isn't it? Oh, I thought maybe you were injured or something. Golf injured. Kind of like Tiger Woods with your...
Yeah, your meeting's adjourned. I think he's adjourned the meeting.
Yes. Let me go sign that and we'll adjourn the meeting.